Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor, NeilHaley.com, and all those exciting places. I'm excited to welcome the program. We all know her as Whitley Gilbert in A Different World. Now, also, she's on Casey Undercover, but we're going to talk to her about her latest project. So I'm excited to welcome the program, Jasmine Guy of BET's The Quad. Jasmine, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm great. Very excited about this new show. You know, I told people I don't tell everybody to see everything I do. Sometimes I throw, that's okay, you don't have to watch it. But I want everybody to watch this. This is a good show. It's an hour drama.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
The Quad is about a fictitious black school called Georgia A&M. And it kind of has a drumline meets, you know, the heavy world of political academia life. We have a new female president for the first time in 100 years, and it's about, I mean, they're all, there's an undercurrent of gender issues, sexual assault, you know, hazing. Hazing is, yes, a big thing on college campuses these days. But the cast is really good, and I'm playing, you know, a history teacher, dean of sociology, but I'm also Anika Nani Rose's friend and mentor, and I like our relationship a lot. You know, it's one where we're rooting for each other as opposed to competing.
Yes, absolutely. And so it's an interesting thing talking about a school like the school and to have a female president. So is that a confusion for some people in the university and stuff when this was announced and stuff?
Yeah, I think, I don't know when they created the show, but it was very timely to have this issue, you know, to be filming this issue while the election was going on and making the comparison of how women and men are treated and how, you know, how does that affect us in our daily lives? And this is like a microcosm of what we were experiencing, you know, on a national level.
Wow.
And then,
wow,
of course, I am still doing Raising Cain, which is, I think, what we talked about the last time I was there.
Yes,
I'm,
yes,
doing that all over the country. And then a couple of movies. So, yeah, I'm busy, but I'm happy. My kid's a senior. She's applying to colleges. She's going to leave me next year.
Oh, my.
So I got to get busy again.
So once she leaves, you're expecting to go back into that. You're working a ton already, Jasmine. That's the kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm setting up my life for next year because I think I'm going to have to be busy. I might be a little depressed. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling her that, so don't tell her that. But I'm like, fine. I'll just be fine. I do everything for you, and I'm going to have my freedom. And then she's like, yeah, Mom, you're going to miss me. So I'm setting up my next year to be a little busy. I went back on Vampire Diaries too. I've arisen from the dead now about 5 times.
Oh, cool. So,
and Casey Undercover, right? I forgot. I love that role. That role is so much fun. Do you watch Casey Undercover?
I have 5 kids. 5 kids, and my kids love Casey Undercover.
You're like, I have
I
to
interviewed Camille.
Watch it.
Yeah, I have to. I like the show. It's really a good show. Just by the way, but I love Camille McFadden. I interviewed him on and he's such a great guy. And that show is so well written for a Disney show. Meaning, I'm not knocking Disney.
Can you believe
meaning,
it? I can't believe the things they do on that show. Helicopters and rafts and. I was like, yo, because I had not seen it when I took the job. And of Disney shows, I thought it was going to be a little lightweight. It's really good. Zendaya's great. It was great to work with Kadeem again. And Camille, I directed when he was a little kid. He was like 10. And he was little Martin Luther King in an opera I did about Martin Luther King. He played the young Martin Luther King. And when I saw him, I was like, oh, my God, what happened to you? You're a man now. But you know what I like about Casey Undercover, all those fight scenes. That is so much fun. I've never gotten to do all that karate chopping, and, it's fun. Really have a good time on that show.
And bringing back your co-host from A Different World, being back with your co-actor from A Different World, Kadeem Hardison. That's funny too, right? That's fun too, right?
Yeah, yeah. And the little jokes they put in there for the adults that might get it, because the kids that watch it, they don't get our connection, unless of course they're watching, they've seen A Different World. But the adults, you know, we have a little joke in there for them in every episode. Like, I looked at him and I'm like, "You look familiar." Oh, never mind. You just remind me of someone I went to college with. Stuff like that.
Exactly, exactly. But the storylines are really well written. Who produces that show and writes that show? Because that's the kind of thing that's completely different than a lot of Disney shows, because I watch all of them. Exactly.
Yeah, and Ron, I can't remember his last name. Sorry, I'm blanking. But he's a very smart writer. He doesn't write down for the show. And Zendaya is also a producer.
Yes.
So things really, quality control have to go through her too, which I was impressed to see a little 18-year-old producer on the set. So she's very involved.
Talented. She's up and coming.
Oh, she's very talented. And Rob was her producer on the show she did before. What was the name of that show that kind of like where they were dancing and stuff?
I forgot that show. Yeah, that's before my kids started.
Anyway, it was a previous Disney show. Anyway, it's the same team.
Well, I tell you, you're excited about BET's The Quad that premieres January 31st, and you have a lot of things going on. You're saying, "Oh, I'm going to get busier." Look out, Jasmine. If you're going to get busier, oh my gosh! You're saying you have.
So I don't
all
get depressed.
It's my antidepressant.
Well, work.
So are we going to see a talk show? You're going to create a talk show, or what do you think you're going to do now?
Oh my God!
You're so busy already with all your different things. So that'll be exciting.
I'm just planting seeds.
You're planting seeds.
Yeah, I'm planting seeds, and I'm very excited about The Quad. We shot the pilot, you know, about spring, and then we just finished the last couple of episodes of the season, and I was like, yeah, this is good. So I'm telling everybody to watch it. If it wasn't good, I wouldn't be calling you. I'm not going to make watch something that I don't think is good.
Yes. Okay, so Jasmine, best places we can find information on you. I know you're connected social media-wise, and you're all over the place, but where can we find info on you?
My website is so old, I don't even know. I need to get it redone, so don't go to my website.
Okay.
But I do have one, jasmineguy.com. I've got Instagram, I am Jasmine Guy. Twitter, The Jasmine Guy. Facebook, I am Jasmine Guy. Kind of like that. Tweet
Holy
me.
Cow.
That's probably the best way.
Absolutely.
Tweet me.
And
I would love to hear everybody, you know, what people think about the show, too. So I'll definitely be, you know, looking at my social media on the 30th and 31st. Check out what the reaction is. But I think people will like it. I think they're going to get hooked.
I like the fact of, again, a university and those discussions being brought up, and also the fact of the matter is just a very well-done show with well-talented actors and actresses. So, Jasmine, thanks for calling. Best of luck, and oh, my gosh, I'm going to see you everywhere very soon once you're missing your daughter saying, okay, I'm going to be working all the time.
I'm
going to
be
see?
Working. Bye.
Are we gonna
Thank
bring
you, Neil.
World?
You have a great day.
Good talking, Jasmine. Take care. See ya. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to the Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.